One of the halachas in Shoftim does deal, obviously, the beginning of Shoftim starts with the inyan of putting down with the dinim and so on. But there's a halacha in the in one of the halachas brought in the parasha is loisasik gvulay achash gavul rishayim. That this asagas gvul is you're not allowed to steal somebody's property by pushing the fence over and enlarging your property. So the Sifri says, what's the maisa? There's isla gzeila. This is gzeila. So why is there isla sasig? Malamid shekola oike tchumesh raver oy b'shnei lavim. That there's two lavim that you're over. So the Torah added another lav. Yochol af b'chutz la'aretz. Tamalei merach loscha shatinchal. I would think this is true in chutz la'aretz also. Tamalei merach loscha shatinchal. V'etzesorol oy b'shnei lavim chutz la'aretz anivim shum lav echad bolvad. So the Sifri says that the Issa Vasagas Gvul is only Shayach in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz there's Gzela, in Eretz Yisrael besides Gzela there's no Issa called Vasagas Gvul. The Rambam passes this Lalocha. Then the Sifri goes on. Minayin lo'ikir tchumen shal shvotim shay v'leis haseh. If let's say somebody is oikir tchumen v'shevet, ta'aloyim al saseh gvul oylam. Now, it's very unclear, the Sifri over here. What does that mean? A person lives on the border between Yehuda and Shimon, let's say. Yehuda and Miyamin. And he does Asagas Gevul with a neighbor of his, who's also from Miyamin. So he's over Asagas Gevul because of regular Asagas Gevul. It's not a 30, sir. So what exactly is the Echatimtze? Very not clear what the Echatimtze is. Farshim want to say that possibly it's an is on the melech to have the asagas gevul. Then it says a few other inyanim. Minayin lemachlev divrei Rabbi Eliezer b'divrei Rabbi Yeshua divrei Yeshua divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Loim al Torah tamei al tamei tohor. If a person mixes up man deomrim, so he says loisasi glory acha. Also, being moichek keva voisav is also on that category. So, okay, we'll say that it's al derech drush, that the iser of saying something b'shem somebody else. The Gemara at the most calls it doivev sivsi yishanim. If a person says over from somebody else, it's a big schus, it's a skula. I don't think the Sifri means the inyan of property rights or the inyan of ke'ilu. What exactly is the problem over here? Now, it's not appropriate to do so, it's wrong to do so, because the halacha, sometimes we pass like him, sometimes we pass like him, so there's different inyanim. But lemaisa, where's the asagas gevul? The person famishes things and so on. But al kapanim, the central nekuda here is that this is negiah to Eretz Yisrael only, and therefore it's not negiah to Chutz La'aretz. And the question is, why not? Lemaisa, it's not mitzvah satlius ba'aretz, not to kedushas Eretz Yisrael, as the way it's a gneva. Same as a gneva you have in Chutz La'aretz, you have in Eretz Yisrael, and if there's a special chumra, for whatever reason, for this, there should be a special chumra for this as well. It's very hard to see that there's any special reason why it should be noig over here and not over there. Another din over here in the parasha that's noig only in Eretz Yisrael, the halacha of shoftim v'shoytim tilchol chol sharecha, as Hashem akecha neischa shvatecha v'shavsa mishpat tzedek. So the halacha over here of being maimed b'tidinim, so it says dafke b'chol sharecha Hashem akecha neischa. So the Rambam paskins that the din of Hamodas Batidinim is a chiyuv only in Eretz Yisrael. In other words, you always need to paskin dinim as they come up. But Lemaisa, Hamodas Batidinim is a kiyuv tzasei only in Eretz Yisrael. Ramban is masigan, Ramban argues on it. And Ramban also has the Dika Pasik. So Ramban says that the din of Sharecha and the the dafka b'sharecha, that's only Eretz Yisrael. In other words, in Chutz La'aretz, there's a chiyuv to make patidinim as per need. So if you have 100 shtetlach, and each of them has a population of 100 families, it's good enough to have one bezin for it. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a kapeda to have a dafka b'sharecha. So the Rambam and the Ramban are both maskim. I mean, they both learn up the pasuk that is that the chiyuv batidinim, the chiyuv minu batidinim, is only dafka in Eretz Yisrael. The question is how much, but that there's a yichud in Eretz Yisrael dafka for in minu batidinim, that everyone seems to agree. And that's also something that l'chur should not be a reason. This is certainly not a mitzvah tluya baretz. It's certainly the Asagas Gvul is not tluya baretz, but you could say it has something to do with the land. Over here, I mean, it's a community. It has nothing to do with the land. It has to do with the community. And in Chutz La'aretz, as long as your needs, as long as your judicial needs are being met adequately, that's good enough. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a din to put in each place. Why? What's the difference over here? The Ramban also asks, what kind of halacha is it b'chol shvatecha? Lemaisa, you have a bezdin in every little city. So every city b'chol shvarecha has a chiyuv of a bezdin. Then there's a bezdin agod levayin aleph that passes all sorts of halachas in chaf gimel. But why is there a din to have in shvatecha also, besides arecha? So the Ramban says that it's since Lamaisa, if you'll have an argument of people in two different cities, they won't want to go into each other's city in order to be done. Each one will tie into the Bezdin is, I guess, biased. I assume that's what Ramban means. So you have an overarching Bezdin that covers anybody in the Shevet. So he gives a very technical reason for it. That, you know, it's you're not always served well by local bezdin. What happens if you have a fight between two people and so on? But it's hard to see it as such. I mean, it's an ikadin that it's a din to have it in each shevet besides each sharecha. The melamed shemoshivim dayonim chol shevet v'shevet u'b'chol ir v'ir. The way Rabban says it, it's sort of an addendum. By the way, you're going to have cases where it's very uncomfortable. We'll add shvatecha. The mashmalos is the other way around. The chiv is shvatecha and also din of arecha. So we have in the parasha here, we have a few inyanim in the world of mishpat and din that are miyuchet to Eretz Yisrael, l'chura for no reason, no apparent reason, and yet it's very dominant. The musig that there's an element of chshivas, there's an element of yichud of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to dinim mishpat over Chutz La'aretz. So I want to a little bit think into the inyan of mishpat shvita din and understand it. It says that kol adon din emes lamitoy nase shutif l'maisa breishis l'kadosh baruch maisa breishis, that anyone who's done a din emes, he becomes a partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Maisa Breishis. Shenema, here it says Me'erev Ad Boiker, that you know that Yisro told Moshe, everybody standing on top of you, Mi Boiker Ad Erev. And here it says Me'erev Ad Boiker. So there's some sort of Xereshova, limud of some sort that it's similar. In what way? In what way does it have any shaykhs to my sabrashis? My shpita sasina. What's the kesha? So Rashi says that in Brashis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we created the Rakia, it says Yerakia, it was Nimtochim Vaholchim, it was going, it kept stretching and stretching until HaKadosh Baruch Hu said die. And he stopped it. Gor and Tolak Hashbaruch was Goyer, and that's why he's called Shakai, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put a stop to it. So that means as follows. There's a lashon that's used in the Kadmonim to describe two facets of our world. It's called Chaymer and Sura. And Chaymer is the substance. So if a person has a table, the wood is the chaymer, and the tsura on it, the cutting the wood to fit the size, shaping it and putting it together, everything that goes into giving it the form that it has, that's useful as a table, that's called a tsura. It's a very old term used by the Rishonim constantly. The Maral speaks about this a lot, and he says that the chomer basically is given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chomer is something that has to come yesh me'ayin, and no person brings chomer into this world. Nobody creates wood, metal, or anything like that. On that, in other words, what you do with the raw material, that Adam has bechira. In other words, the amount of wood that exists in the Bria and the quality of it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in. Adam can make a table out of it, he can make a stick out of it, he can make a bridge out of it, he can do whatever he wants out of it. But everything in the Bria is chomer as potential, and then it has in itself tzura, meaning literally the word tzura means form. It means it's being put to some tachlis, to some use, and so on. That is that's the avodas Adam. So the world of mitzvahs is a world that puts a tzura onto chafetzim. A person starts out with all sorts of raw material. Mitzvahs tell them you can't eat this. You can eat this only if you take off terms of mysis. You can't touch this. You have to use that. All of the dinim that apply themselves to the world of the chaymer, that's the tzura de bria. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam the ability to become a part in the tzura of the bria. The sheirish of these two inyanim is Bereishis Bara Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. And he said, Yehi Or. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought something into the Bria. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goyer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, put a stop to it, that's the beginning of the ability to impose a tzur on something. Let's give a simple mashal to this. If a tailor has a big bolt of cloth, the cloth is the raw material. That's what he gets. In order for it to use for something, he cuts it and he sews it. In other words, he either, let's say somebody wants to make a tablecloth out of it, he cuts a certain amount of cloth and he cuts whatever needs to be cut in order to fit the table. Now it's a tablecloth. If I want it to be a suit, I take the measurements and I cut it to size and put it together in a certain way, and it takes on the tzura that I need it for. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, Chomer is the Yesh Me'ayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria, Tzura is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the, he put a Koyach into the Bria, that things can take on a certain shape. So if the Rakia would have stretched forever and ever, it would be useless. It would be a lot of Rakia, but it's useless. The minute I cut the rakia to a certain size, I freeze it at a certain point. So now it's big enough to contain a universe. It's big enough to do this, small enough to do that. Whatever I want, whatever te'elis and tachlis I want out of it, is expressed in its tzura. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Breishis did both. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into the bria chaymer and tzura. Chema by what he created, and tzura by what he cut to size, so to speak. Adam does not have a koyach to create things. A little bit we imitate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bringing into the world through chesed, olam chesed yibana. So there's some level we could do parallel, but it's not exactly the same. But when we impose restrictions and borders and things of that nature, then we are partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give the world a certain tzura. This is mine, this is yours, this is off limits for anybody, this is for public use, and so on. Those are all ways in which I cut the raw material of the bria to size and give it a tzura that it's used for something. So just like if a person would take the whole bolt of cloth and wrap himself around with it, it would be very, very, it would not be a garment until it's not cut to size and shaped to size so that it fits him. The same thing also, had the bria, had there would be no tzura in the bria, then the bria itself would be it would not take on any tzura to it. It would be simply just a lot of thing. A toyo vavoyu, Rishonim say, it means something without shape, formless. It's just an endless soup, a gel. No real tzura to it, and that's that. That's the big picture of the Chayim and Tzor Kashvot Nibriya and how an Adam becomes a partner in it. The Klal is, the more Ruchni something is, the higher a Daga something is, the more of a Tzura it has. So the Mashal, a low form of life is like a blob of gel, a jellyfish of sorts, where there's material there but not much of a Tzura. The tzura is the default of whatever it is that, you know, if you take a certain amount of material, it flows in a certain way and that's it. As something becomes cheshiva, it has more of a definite tzura to it, until finally tzuras adam, a person's face has in it, is an extremely, extremely intricately carved. It has a very strong tzura to it. The differences, the distinctions between face to face is noticeable by Adam of all Baal Chaim, and that's because of the chshivas of Adam. The part that's counterintuitive is that tzura is really what's not. If when a person has a picture that doesn't have good resolution, there's a lot of gray and brown and black and white just mushed up. The boundaries and the borders are not sharply defined. When a person has very crisp lines, very sharp lines, that gives the thing its tzura. So it's almost counterintuitive. Because the person has very strong lines of where he's not, that gives him a much cheshev a maimed and a much cheshev a tzura. Let's take it one step down to the world of mitzvahs. The mitzvahs essays are easy for us to connect to in some ways, because it's a person reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becoming bigger than himself, better than himself. He does more chesed, more tefillah, more learning. All of these mitzvahs, we understand that a person grows, becomes bigger, becomes chashuv, and so on and so forth. Losa says, we see as what we can't do. So it's stifling as such. But more than that, so we could say maybe it keeps me away from a danger. So doing this would be bad for me, harmful for me. That's a very small part of the picture. It's the tzura shebai. When a person, just like a person whose features are very sharply outlined, there's a beauty to it because there's a crispness to the tzura of the person. Whereas a person that's spread out all over, it's lacking in that definition, in that resolution. A person who's not self-controlled, and a person whose maisim are not sharply defined, there's the same lack on a ruchnistic level in a tzuras adam. Yeah, he does a lot of good things, a lot of wonderful things, but I can't say that his maisim are all maisim coming from a mishkal of das and seichel and so on. Whatever a person's lines are that he doesn't cross, whatever he has that makes him more sharply defined by what he doesn't do, the cheshava that surah is. We have an admiration for people who are very self-disciplined, and a red line is a red line, even if the red line is, this person has decided he doesn't eat this, he doesn't go there, he doesn't do this, he doesn't do that, there's a chshivas to it because we find them to be Baal Tzura. So the word Tzura actually is the same word as Tzar, which means narrow, because every Tzura is a narrowing. I take a rock, I chip away at it to make the face on when I want to make a sculpture. The bringing out the Tzura is dafka by chipping away the stone that's excess. So the excess stone is really taking away from the Tzura. It's when I've cut it down and I've have sharply pronounced lines of what the Tzura is, that's when I have that Tzura. So in the world of mitzvahs, essays and los assays, essay is the raw material from which you build ruchnias. Los assays give it a tzura. They sharpen the person's tzura ruchni, and brings out, in a sense, because of what we can't do, what we are and what we do is much cheshiva. So the los assays, the essays los assays, are given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one chelik of the Bria that was left kind of open, that where Adam becomes a Shutim HaSebreishis, and that's in the world of Mamonis, Kinyanim, Nechasim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world a lot of things, and he allowed Adam to be Kaveya, his mitzias on the Bria, and he allowed Adam to take parts of it for himself. But the world of Tzura, the equivalent of the Los Assays that give Tzura, is the world of Mishpat. What's mine? What's yours? What's his? What's nobody's? What's everybody's? Those are the lines of Tchum that we were Kaveya in the Bria. So in Dine Mamonis, the equivalent of Tzura, of Lois Assays, is the entire world of Mishpat. And therefore, being Kaveya, what's mine and what's not mine, is the Avodah Sa'odam in the Chelek that he becomes a Shutif, a much more full Shutif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Ma'aseh Bereishis, because it's really up to him. Yeredeya, the Rav, is more of a Pashut. He's supposed to recollect the halacha. The medamel milsa is not as strong as a component as the chayish mishpat. Chayish mishpat is halachas, but the tushtel is much more shayach to Adam. So that's the world of mishpat. It's very interesting that this is the avoda. A person has two basic koyches that tend for ra. One is koyach ha-taiva, and one is koyach ha-chemda. Taiva is basically for physical objects, eating and chulu, and chemda is for mominis. Both of them are an appetite that is a drive and an appetite for different things. In the world of taiva, because it's a physical inyan, there is a physical limitation. So even though a person could eat all sorts of machalas asuris, but the amount he can eat is limited. It's the size of his stomach. He just can't eat more than that. There's just, since it's a gufniistika thing, then it has limitations. Koyach ha-chemda, since it's not specifically physical, it's a drive that has no limitations, and in a certain way, it's much worse. It destroys the Tzuras Adam so much more than Taiva. Taiva has a gvul, it destroys the Tzuras Adam. But Adkan, the world's biggest fresa, can only eat as much as the stomach contains. That's it. A person's chemdas hamamin has no gvul. What's the gvul? So the Yetzirah of that world of Chemda, in a certain sense, is boundless, it's a bigger sakana in that way than taivas. Meirach gisa, we were given the avoda, maybe because of that, we were given the avoda to be kaveh the gvulas and so on. Eretz Yisrael is a place that's miyuchet. And Eretz Yisrael, if the whole world is chayma, Eretz Yisrael is the tsura to that chayma. Eretz Yisrael is a much more ruchnistic place. It expresses itself in the following way. One of the ways, it expresses itself in many ways. One is itself is that the lines are sharper and more clearly drawn, and they need to be sharper and more clearly drawn than in Chutz La'aretz. In Chutz La'aretz, the land is a lot of land. I have more, I have less. There's no bedafka on it, and therefore, the world of Mishpat just came out of harm's way. If we two are fighting over a piece of land, we have to figure out a way how to resolve it. In Eretz Yisrael, the imposition of gvulis is part of its ruchnistik etzura. And that's why loisasik, the isav asagas gvul in Chutz La'aretz, is that I'm taking from the other person. That's asagas gvul. So it's gzela. It's only gzela. Asagas gvul means I'm changing the boundaries. The problem is not that I'm taking from you. The problem is that I'm destroying a gvul. The gvul is a metzias. Every single centimeter in Eretz Yisrael has an address to it. Just like a person who's a ruchnistic person, every pa'ula that he does has an address. I don't just stam wander around. Now I'm doing this, I'm eating this amount, I'm eating that amount, I'm spending the amount of time. The more a person puts a tzura on it, the more he's a ruchnistik tzura. Eretz Yisrael doesn't have land, and then we sort of divvy up the land. Eretz Yisrael has gvulis, because each piece of land has a certain yield to it. It has a certain destiny to it. It says when they divide it up, in the Chalukas Haaretz, when they divided up Eretz Yisrael, there were many differences, but one difference was they threw Geirolus, and they had two boxes. They had a box of Shvatim and a box of Gvulois, boundaries. And then they would throw a Geirol, and the Geirol would say, I, the Geirol, came up with this and this Gvul for this and this Shevet. In other words, the gvul was shayach to the shevet. It wasn't just okay. Well, you know, you'll get this, you'll get this. The gvul, it's they're called gvul. It's not nachlos. They're called boundaries, because this and this defined makom is his. Very reminiscent of what it says about by Yaakov Avinu, that tzadikim amoinim as chaviv aleihem, because they're zoyin gzela. The pshat is a person who does not have clear boundaries in mominus doesn't really possess anything. It's counterintuitive, but that's the way it is. So if I feel free to dip my hand in anybody's pocket and to take anything that I feel like taking, so I never feel the pride of ownership. I never feel the full hagasha of ownership. Tzaddikim, because they are so zoyer on the gvulis, since everything they have is not somebody else's, that gvul is kaveya, that it's his. The sense of his is nikva by the fact that he does not get involved in someone else's. So the gvulis in Eretz Yisrael, the nachlis and so are called gvulis. Ania geiro lisi, gvul ploini, leshevet ploini. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. There's another very interesting aberration in Chalukas Haaretz. It says that always the chayim ayoshas ameisim, hirim ayoshas achayim, which means as follows. The people would divide up the land. The land would go back. Everybody in the Shevet's land would go back conceptually to the original families, and then it would get redivided as if there had been a normal Yerusha. It's a very strange, very cumbersome process. And L'chura, one element of it is that means that everyone who owns that Yisrael land is not because he grabbed it. It's because mitzad the sheirish of his shevet, mishpacha, beis av, this is shaykh to him. It's a gavul rishonim, it's the gvul rishonim, that it's a sheirish that comes from the moment that Eretz Yisrael was miyuchat to Klal Yisrael. Reuven had this, Shimon had this, Levi had this, Levi didn't have. Each shevet had, and each beis av, and so on and so forth. It was part of the same idea of making it a gvul that's be'etzim, and it's a sheirish and comes from there. That was Yuchanan Yisrael. So Mishpat, the world of Mishpat, has two facets to it. One facet is taking care of gzeilus gnevis. That's something even Ben Noach has chiyuv, and certainly Klal Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. So we definitely have a chiyuv to do things in terms of mitzvahs and in terms of zehiras and mamonis. But there's nothing kaddish about the gvul. The asagas gvul is not, there's no kedusha in the gvul itself. It's only a problem because I'm taking somebody else's land. But the fact that the boundary moved 100 yards this way, 100 yards that way, so what? Who cares? Eretz Yisrael is a different world. Eretz Yisrael is a ruchnistic country. Something ruchni means that the tzura that's on it is much stronger. And therefore, each one that owns each part of it, every chelik that belongs to someone, is his, and it's a din in the land. This land should be his. This land should be his. This land should be his. So Asagas Gvul Yisrael has another issa. The chiyuv to be mimane mishpatim and dinim b'chol sharecha b'chol shvatecha, because any designation at Yisrael, any geographical/political designation, Bal Korcha has in itself a din and a mishpat. Each shevet has his chelik. So there's a bezin of shevet, because that's the expression of mishpat. There's a sharecha. Sharecha has a bezin, and that's the Rambam says, you know, always it's as per need. It's, since you have a chiyuv to adjudicate issues that arise, so fine. So you'll have a you'll make a best, and you'll but it's not a din in the sharecha, not a din in shvatecha, even according to Ramban. But it's tachlis, that's what it is. That is the inyan of the mishpat that shaykh b'yuchat Eretz Yisrael because of its tzura and so on. It's interesting, even the Bez Nagadol, it says afilo oimlochash al yamin shu small val small shu yamin. So the lashon pasuk is like sazkos yirucha yamin al small, that you're supposed to listen to yamin al small. The only description that we have that doesn't have any material change is yamin al small. A right hand glove and a left hand glove are exactly the same. A jacket and a pants have some vague similarities. They both have two sleeves, but it's a whole different world. The right and the left are exactly the same, except that this is right and this is left. It's kolkule. The distinction lies in tzura, not in chayma. Maybe that's a remiss to that. That they're the ones that are kaveh, the yamin and smoil, the kfiyas of yamin and smoil are nikkur through them, possibly. I'd like to take this. So this is an understanding and a description of Eretz Yisrael, the Ketushas Eretz Yisrael, the chiyuv of what mishpat and din is, and I'd like to bring it over to an area that maybe is a lot more areas that are a lot more relevant to us. I want to focus on two things. Like we said before, people have a much easier time with mitzvahs essays than they have with mitzvahs lois essays. Because mitzvahs essays feel an accomplishment. I learned X amount of hours, I davened shtak, did this. And not doing something I Baruch Hashem, I wasn't nichsel anything, but that's not a very, doesn't make you feel terribly good. But if we understand that the things we refrain from give the person his tzura, a nichbad is somebody that will not do many things. The self-control that's stamped on a person who is in control of himself is his tzura ruchnius. Our tzura is nikva a lot more by the stone we chipped away than the stone that exists. I can make a beautiful statue out of a small stone, a big stone, and a huge stone, but I can't make any statue without the tzura shabai. So the areas that a person, the self-control that a person builds it himself, that is something that is gives him the ruchnis tikh chashivas that maybe in some ways, no matter how much he'll do, won't do it. There's a lashon de Gemara anshei tzura, anoshim shel tzura. There's a huge gray area between dvarim that are aser lehedya shacharach aser, or areas that are frowned upon, looked askance upon. Maybe should, maybe shouldn't. Ben Torah shouldn't. A lot of those areas, and those are not areas that you can readily make a halacha. They're not given for halacha. But if a person understands that the beauty of his tzura lies in that level of tzura, that the person, because he's a ish ruchni, he's not going to do this, he's not going to say that, he's not going to hang out there. Those are things that are kaveya tzura. All of chayshim mishpat, like we spoke about, is kind of a gray area. It's the mefurish halachas a miut, and the person has to apply it. And in the world of tzura, the more we're dealing with tzura, the more these things are like that. And ideally, it should not be things that are imposed for everybody the same exact way. But ideally, it should come from the person himself, that the person should feel that the gvulas that is toichem his personality are gvulas that are that give him his tzura. They're not just he shouldn't come to because if I go here, I might get fetched up there. I might do this, I might do that. Yes, if it's true, it's true. But that's not it. The Maral says the Maral in a few places comes out very sharply against Stam Yenom. It was by says people of the Nichshol, so he speaks very strongly about it. And he says people say about it, they say, what the whole is just I should marry a Goya, I'm going to marry a Goya. So the Maral says their reasoning is wrong. If it's a type of behavior that leads, that could potentially lead to that, then the behavior itself is not a correct behavior in terms of havdalah between a yid and a non-yid. This behavior itself dulls the tzura of Yisrael. And dulling the tzura of Yisrael itself is a chisar. So that's one area, is this area of understanding that self-control and gvulois and tchumim are what give a person his tzura, tzuras Adam, tzuras Yisrael, tzuras Ben Torah, tzuras Adam Chashev, and so on. A second area, like we mentioned before, is the world of Chemda versus Taiva. When a person is younger, he struggles with Taivas. He's not so much in the world of Asakim, and the things, as a young person, Taivas are strong, and it's a big battle. But Taivas have clear gvulas in many ways. First of all, physical gvulas. Secondly, the Torah puts down many Yisurim. The Shulchan Aruch is a lot more clearly applied. It's much more readily applied, because Macholos Asuris have clear definitions, and so is Suri B, and so on. But in the world of Chemdas and Mammon, there is no Gvul. There's no Gvul because the halachas, they stop well short of defining a Kli Metzius. You need to apply it. And the person has no limit. There's a person can eat one piece of meat, a second piece of meat, someone is about to eat a third, a fourth. At some point, physically, money, there's no limit to how much a person can want. And therefore, the imposing a discipline on oneself in terms of this whole world of mishpat is a central avodah adam. What are needs, what are appropriate things, what's not appropriate, and so on, is an avodah of a lifetime, and it's a much harder avodah. As much as we think struggling with taiva is hard, struggling with chemda is a whole different world. Because of this, on the other hand, when a person overcomes taiva, when a person does what he's supposed to in the world of taiva, so the person is doing right, but he doesn't become a shutif at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person in the world of chemda is able to put down gvulas in what's muta and what's asa, gvulas in what's needed and what's superfluous, gvulas in his anhaga and how much of the day he's absorbed by it and so on, then he has a lot more bechira, a lot more free range of things to do. When a person in that world grabs the reins in his hands and he imposes the discipline on his life that his das and seichel come up with, then the person is becoming a shutif to my sabrachus. The person is bringing tzura into the world. This is the area where he brings tzura into this world. The kedusha Eretz Yisrael is a kedusha where there, it's not hefka. It's not those, there's a lot of land, there's millions of miles of land, grab a piece. No grabbing, no pieces. There's gvulis, each person has a gvul, and he has, this person's nachla is al chayf yamim, and this person's nachla is here, and this one is there, and that's one there. And that's the ketushas. Every mokum has a bezdin that keeps these gvulis, that keeps these tchumen. Without that, bezman hazeh, when we're in Golis, and even at Tzisol, we don't have the arrangement we have. It's given to each and every person to create those gvulas, and when a person does it successfully, he becomes a noshen shel tzura. There's a tzura to the person, and the person brings in the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The person brings in this kedusha, becoming a shutif to my sabreishis in his own life. Shabbos.